All right, welcome to the Emerging Group Leader call. We had a little week off last week with Thanksgiving. I hope everyone had a good Thanksgiving and got to savor family and food and fellowship and community. We're back here again with our Emerging Group Leader call for people who are thinking about starting up a chapter or in the process of starting a chapter or maybe taking over the leadership of an existing chapter or joining up as co-leaders for an existing chapter. So welcome everybody, glad you could all be here with us tonight. And we're going to be talking about hosting a climate advocate training workshop. And let's see if I can do this. Oh, look, there we go. I can. Hopefully you can see the screen. That's me, Director of Field Development, and I am giving our little talk tonight. We're going to have joining us a little bit later on Allison Kibisco with our marketing department, who's going to help us with a little piece of hosting the Climate Advocate Training Workshop. So she'll be joining us about a half an hour in. And what I want to share with us tonight is the Climate Advocate Training Workshop. What is it? Why do we do it? And how we can organize for it. And it is our signature training. It's the basic orientation for volunteers and chapters that we do simultaneously. It's about a half a day long, 3 to 4 hours long. And if you budget a little time for breaks, then you might as well call it a half day workshop. We know climate change and climate solutions is so serious for people that we want to honor that by, you know, offering a significant orientation for folks and a training and a pulling the group together and getting everyone on the same page so we can move forward in the same direction. So it helps to orient people and to pull the group together. It's also something nice to do if you have a group that's been around for a while and you've got new people who've never taken the Climate Advocate Training Workshop, or if you want to do a little outreach and build up your group with potential new volunteers. A Climate Advocate Training Workshop is a nice thing to do. You may have come across it if you came to our conference in DC. Brett Cease and I lead both in November and in June. We lead the Climate Advocate Training Workshop. You also may have come across it because we do an online, very condensed version on Wednesday evenings, a couple of Wednesdays a month. Well, I think it's one Wednesday in the evening and then one midday training for a climate advocate training online. So it's a condensed version. I just love leading the climate advocate training workshops, and I also train the other trainers who lead workshops around the country. So the climate advocate training workshop is that basic orientation. So it can help you get your chapter moving in the right direction. And one of the first things you can do in preparing for that is get together a host committee, a small group of people willing to work with you on hosting the Climate Advocate Training Workshop. Now, don't worry about seeking any kind of long-term commitment from people. Just look for a small crew who might help you with the logistics of hosting the Climate Advocate Training Workshop. So it could be people who decide to stick around and join the chapter, or it could be people who are just willing to help you host the training in some fashion or another. And I would imagine that you as a group leader would wind up being the chairperson of the host committee. And a couple of key people on the committee, or key roles for people on the committee, would be one person coordinating with the venue, the location where you're having this training. People often have the climate advocate training in a library meeting room or in a school classroom on a college campus. Some people have had them in their living rooms. I like a public space better than a private space. It just makes it easier for new people to feel comfortable attending You might have it in a basement of a house of worship or a fellowship hall. So all kinds of sort of cozy places where you can have a group of people, maybe 10, maybe 20, maybe 30 people attending. So sort of a, it just depends on where you are located and how many people you think you might get in attendance. And then, like I said, it's about a half day long, so it's nice to have food. Often people can get food donated, or folks on the host committee will chip in a little money to cover the cost of food. So if you've got someone who can be the coordinator for the food, that is wonderful to have on your host committee. And then it is nice when you will learn, and you will hear frequently in CCL, that the best way to connect with people is to call them and invite them to a CCL event, even the Climate Advocate Training Workshop. It is makes a big difference to have people willing, at least one person, maybe a handful of people, to pick up the phone and leave voicemails inviting people to attend. So to have one or more people willing to be phone bank volunteers on your host committee. So those are the core roles. Now there can be additional roles that you can do. And I am telling you, it is A-okay if you are the one person on your host committee. I think I was the host committee for my Climate Advocate Training Workshop when I hosted it in my living room 10 years ago. And I did all of those things myself, and that's okay too. So you can be a host committee of one. In addition to those core roles, you might have people willing to put flyers up around town. You might have someone willing to reach out to local media to put information about the training in calendar listings, to send a press release out, to follow up with folks on that press release. It is lovely to have a crew of volunteers on the day of the training. So someone whose job it is to greet people at the door and help people sign in and get their name tags. As someone like myself who is not too tech savvy, if the trainer wants to use a presentation, a slide deck, to have someone who knows technology, that can be lovely. And that's a nice way to, if you're an older person, to involve a younger person who might be a little more tech savvy. That would be something I would ask my daughter to do, because I am not tech savvy at all. And then, of course, this is an opportunity to do some coalition building, to reach out to other organizations and involve and invite them. So to have people, so similar to phone bankers, focused on coalition building, on reaching out to organizations. So those are some of the roles that you could have in your host committee. And like I said, it could be a one-person host committee, or a two or three or five-person host committee. If you're looking for an ideal number, I think five is a nice number. And let's look at the timeline for that team, even if it's just a team of one, what that would look like for putting on a Climate Advocate Training Workshop. So 2 months ahead, you're going to build that host committee. You want to contact your state or regional coordinator to let them know you want to do the Climate Advocate Training Workshop. They will help you find a trainer, and that is a CCL volunteer whom I have trained personally to lead the Climate Advocate Training Workshop. And so the state coordinator knows who in your state or in a neighboring state, if that's closer, could be a trainer for you. And then with that trainer, you want to confirm the date of the Climate Advocate Training Workshop, and then begin to secure the venue. Where are you going to have that? Like I said, it could be a house of worship, a fellowship hall, a school classroom, a boardroom in a nonprofit organization or even a business, a library meeting room, a university classroom. So anywhere where you can get a group of people together. I like to have a room where I can arrange tables in the shape of a U and chairs are, you know, around the outside of the U. When I'm presenting a climate advocate training workshop, I like to be standing at the opening of that U and able to sort of navigate the room there. When you talk to the trainer, you can ask them what kind of a setup they like for a room. I think if you can have movable chairs rather than sort of locked in auditorium seating, that's helpful because a piece of the training is going to include a practice mock meeting with a pretend member of Congress. And so it's helpful to be able to shuffle the chairs around in a circle. And if you've got 30 people in your training, the trainer's going to want to break the crew up into smaller groups. And that's much easier done with chairs that you can shuffle around the room rather than sort of a locked in, you know, like a university classroom where the seats are locked in, or an auditorium where they're locked in. So think about that when you're looking for the venue. And then building the invitation list, which would include people you know. It would include the names of anyone you have collected if you've done tabling events, or if you've talked to folks in the community and they've shared their business card, if you've done any presentations up to this point and collected cards, if you've spoken to the Rotary Club or the Kiwanis Club, for example, and maybe people have shared their contact information, it could be that invitation list. So, and that's your contacts. And if you have a host committee, that's where it's nice, then everyone else can be utilizing their list of contacts as well. So that would be one reason I would encourage you to see if you can build a host committee. So this is 2 months out. Now, just think about this as like you're planning any kind of event. If you have had a party at your house, if you have planned your wedding, if you have assisted your children in planning their weddings, if you have done any, that, those are kind of big events. But if you've done something little like had your family over for Thanksgiving, where you've had to coordinate and organize with people, you have got the skills you need for hosting a climate advocate training workshop. This is basic, gathering folks together kinds of planning. So 1 month ahead, you can begin to lean into the inviting of people. So you could post flyers out and about in the community, getting the word out that way. You can begin to call people to invite them. And I want to tell you a little story about calling people to invite them to a CCL meeting of any type. So there, we have a group out in Utah, Park City, and they had had their climate advocate training workshop. And then for whatever reason, they sort of limped along and fewer people came to the monthly meeting. And pretty soon they weren't even meeting monthly. And they were just feeling so down about that. And Salt Lake City, our cornerstone chapter out there in Utah, they've been around for 11 years, offered to help out. What they did was 6 Salt Lake City volunteers took the 82 names that were on the roster for the Park City, divided that among the 6 of those Salt Lake City volunteers and called and invited people to the next meeting. And they mostly left voicemails for people because, as you know, and maybe this is your own practice, when someone calls you on your cell phone, if you don't recognize a number, you don't pick up the phone. That's pretty standard protocol for people these days. Well, our Salt Lake City volunteers went ahead and left voicemails, cheerful. Hey, this is Ellie. I'm calling to invite you to the Park City monthly meeting for CCL. It's going to be down at the church at this time on this Saturday. I will send an email to you with information. Really hope you can come. Would love to see you. We'll be doing a basic orientation for new people, blah, blah, blah. Cheerful message. So those Salt Lake City volunteers left those voicemails. They were able to speak to a total of 16 people, but left voicemails for everybody else. And at that meeting, 22 people showed up. So out of 80 people, that's a 20% return rate on those phone calls. So I just love that as a story for how valuable it is to make those phone calls and to simply even leave the voicemail. Don't even worry about whether you're getting someone on the phone. Cheerful, friendly, CCL meeting. Hope you can come. It's going to be lots of fun. We'll have some food there. Can make a big difference. Then 1 month ahead, you also want to be making sure you've got your helpers lined up. You, as you're talking to people building that host committee, may come across people who aren't willing to do this planning ahead work with you, but they'd be willing to show up for the day of the event and be the greeter at the door, sign people in to the sign-in sheet, give people name tags, help set up the food and whatnot. So you can line up helpers for the day of the event. 1 month ahead, that's when you want to be contacting local media. We've got some sample press release that you can use. You can just fill in your information. And then, of course, 1 month ahead, you want to be lining up the food in some fashion. You want to be feeding people at this half-day training. All right, I'm going to keep going forward here. 1 week ahead, you want to be making sure you've got all those last little details taken care of. You want to touch base with the trainer. I'll say a little something about the trainer. You are certainly welcome, if you want to, invite them to stay in your guest room. I have been invited to stay in people's guest room when I've done trainings and when I do my tours, when I'm visiting chapters. I went to Louisiana, I went to Iowa, I went to Ohio, I'm lining up Florida next, and it is always a treat for me to be staying in someone's house, and I always appreciate that offer. It's not expected, it's not required, and you certainly even don't have to be the person doing it. It could be someone else offering to help out in that fashion. It is lovely, and I'll tell you also my experience when I was early on starting out with CCL and having CCLers stay at my house from Washington, D.C., a fella came down. It was a really nice bonding experience for us, and the trainer is a volunteer who's been around for a while, so if you invited them to stay at your house, you would get that advantage of being able to pick their brain outside of the training. So I would invite you to do that. It's not an expectation. It helps the trainer keep their costs down as well. They often pay for their own travel. So to be able to offer that is a lovely sort of mutually beneficial experience. Then touch base, of course, with the venue, with your food, with your host committee. Is everybody ready to come and do their piece? What is the media doing following up with them? We've had some lovely experiences where local reporters have joined in at the training, observing, participating a little bit, writing about it. So it's a wonderful way to include the media. And of course, you could be taking pictures if you don't have someone from the media coming, and someone could write a little story and submit it to a local newspaper. With the way that newspapers have had to shave down their staff, they're often looking for articles that somebody else has written with a few photographs to print. So you might think about doing that or having someone do that. Mind you, anytime I say you doing that, it's a broad you. It could be anyone on the host committee. I'm not singling you out necessarily because you're the group leader on this call. And then, of course, 1 week ahead, send that reminder email with details to attendees. With one word of note about emails, keeping them concise, not carbon copying everyone, because that goes to the whole list. Then if you're going to put a whole bunch of people on an email and do that from your own inbox, you would want to blind carbon copy people so that they don't see everybody else's email addresses there. And be clear on where you're meeting with any directions you need to have for people to be able to get to the location. Then on the day of the training, you want to bring some things like your computer or any other technology that's needed, name tags, sign-in sheets. And when Allison pops on the call here in a little bit, she's gonna talk to us about using Eventbrite, which will, if you use Eventbrite and Facebook and people register for the training on Eventbrite, then those names automatically go into your chapter's roster. And so you can print the sign-in sheet, and that makes that a little bit easier as far as after the event when you want to get those names in the roster. If you've done Eventbrite, most of them are already in. You want to bring some pens and some food, and of course have someone take pictures and share on Facebook pictures of everyone at your training. That's the timeline. And then the last note of a week after, in a way, if we think about sort of the wedding analogy, this is the thank you notes. This is sort of the unwrapping of the presents and the writing of the thank you notes and all of the little things you do after an event. You want to make sure that the names of people who attended your event get entered in your roster. And remember, the roster is something that Sarah talks about frequently on our call. So you maybe have a little familiarity with the roster. You want to get those names into the roster. And you probably will have some people from that host committee who are now jazzed about having successfully hosted this climate advocate training workshop. You'll have some people who attended the training who are excited and eager to get involved. This is the prime time to put them right to work. So involve them, those energized and enthusiastic people, in preparing for the monthly meeting that would be coming up after your CAT. It might be the next week, or it might be 2 weeks later, or it might be a month later. Whenever that is, you've got some people now who are energized and excited and ready to go. Involve them in, in preparing and co-leading that monthly meeting with you. The more you can involve people in the monthly meeting agenda and planning, the easier it is for you to delegate and have people engaged and involved and share that load, so it's not all on your shoulder. All right, I'm gonna pause there. Does anyone have any questions about the timeline? You can unmute yourself and speak up. Hopefully you can unmute, all right. No questions? Very good. All right. Hang on one second. I want to grab my little notes over here. So then, we have on CCL Community an outline covering this information that I'm covering tonight and some sample emails and whatnot that you can use. Here's an example of an email that would be a lovely follow-up email once you've left those voicemails. I'm writing to invite you to an exciting workshop coming up. Ellie, or whoever is your trainer, will be coming here to whatever your city is to launch a Citizens Climate Lobby chapter focused on creating the political will for a livable world. I've heard Ellie speak, and I can promise you an inspiring afternoon. CCL is a volunteer-driven grassroots organization with over 550 chapters across the U.S. and Canada and around the world that are dedicated to building support within local communities for climate solutions. One of the goals of the workshop is to break through the myth that we can't make a difference and inspire attendees in highlighting the positive change CCL volunteers are making throughout the world. The workshop will be held at the church on this date, at this start time, this end time. The workshop building elements, provocative presentations, interactive group and pair discussions, more about CCL's preferred policy solution, and a time to practice meeting with our member of Congress, all as a step towards having our community and elected officials become champions for solutions. I'd love you to come to learn more and consider joining our group. Do you think you can make it all the best? Email that you can slay. There are sort of two pieces here. One, we build our groups one person at a time, one conversation at a time. So that's where we pick up the phone, we invite people, we just talk about it to anyone and everyone we bump into. We invite, we invite, we invite. Then the other piece is there are groups out there already doing work on environmental justice, on climate change, on the environment broadly. And so the Climate Advocate Training Workshop is an opportunity to do some coalition building, to think about who you might invite, which different organizations are at. And we have got a list here that you can access. This is a sample spreadsheet that you will, there's a link that you will find in the outline that I referenced. And so here are some ideas of organizations you could reach out to invite to the Climate Advocate. Would they send a representative? Would they like to publish the information in their newsletter? So you'll find some ideas on a spreadsheet like this. Then here is an example of the flyer. So this is editable. You can edit this. This would be a flyer that you could print and have folks help get up around in the community, post at the library, post at the health food store, take to the farmer's market and pass out. If you've got tabling events planned prior to your Climate Advocate Training Workshop, you could have some of these flyers there. And it, like I said, is personalized. Then, of course, reaching out to news and filling your information. Then you'd want a follow-up phone call to the media to see if they've gotten it and if they have questions. And then community calendars that would be for, you know, online community calendars, TV and radio stations, town web pages or message boards. You might have some green groups or ethnic groups or political groups or religious organizations who have bulletins who would be willing to include information about your Climate Advocate Training Workshop. And then, of course, there is the follow-up that is so important. I love that picture of our chapter at their Climate Advocate Training Workshop. You want to send thank you cards to folks who helped, to if someone donated food, or if the venue, send a thank you card to the venue or anyone else who helped out in some way. And then you want to make sure that you've gotten anybody who is attended and is not yet entered in your roster. You want to enter those into your roster, and there's a spreadsheet that you can use if there's a lot of names, or you can, if there's a few names, you can do it a little bit at a time. And then you also want to follow up with anybody who's attended by phone. And we've got a little sample phone script for you. And it goes something like this. Hello, and thank you for attending the workshop. Do you have a couple of minutes to chat? That is a classic CCL opener line for a phone call. Do you have a few minutes to chat right now? Well, I was wondering what you thought about the Climate Advocate Training Workshop the other day, and then just listen to what they have to say. Well, I was wondering if you could see yourself getting involved with us at CCL. Then again, listen to what they're saying. And then you could also ask, I'm wondering if you can think of anyone else who might be interested, and may I contact them, or would you like to do that? And then you could say, see you at the next meeting, or you could invite that. So that is a nice way. You could invite them if they're ready at that point to help you with planning for the monthly meeting and to get them involved right away. This is also an opportunity to find out a little bit more about them. What are their skills and talents? What do they like to do? What could they see themselves doing? If you have something that you're particularly frustrated with doing, you might bring that up, because it could be that they, like, I'm not very good at attention to detail. I'm a big picture, standing in front of the room, cheerleader kind of type. And if someone comes along who loves attention to detail, I am looking for that person. And so that one-on-one conversation is opportunity to find out, you know, is there some nice, you know, puzzle piece going on here that they can fit nicely in and dovetail with what you like to do, what they like to do, your skills and their skills. So a little phone call to help with that. And I think at this point, I'm going to pause and open it up again for questions. And then I see Allison is on the call with us. So then we'll I'll turn it over to Allison. So does anyone have any questions before Allison jumps in?
You've done such a great job, Ellie. I don't have any questions at all. Thanks.
Woohoo! Awesome. All right. Anybody else? All right. Very good. Okay. So Allison, tell us about Eventbrite and how it can make our life easier.
Sure. Thanks, Ellie. Hi, everyone. I'm Allison Cabisco. I'm CCL's Marketing and Events Coordinator. So my main job is to organize our November Lobby Day event in DC and also our June conference in DC. So if you've been to any of those events or our regional conferences, you're probably a little familiar with Eventbrite. It's a website that we use for our attendees to register for the event. So that's how you purchase your ticket and register. So we've also figured out that we can use Eventbrite for climate advocate trainings that new groups are holding. And it's just a nice way that you can collect attendees information ahead of time. And it's nice that the attendees can go to a website and kind of see the information about your event and they can sign up. So it looks nice and official. And Ellie, if I'm able to share my screen, I could just show an example of it quick, just so people can see.
All right, hang on. Let me figure out how to let you share. If I stop sharing, maybe that helps.
Yeah, okay. And then let me pull mine up. So here's an example of what an Eventbrite page would look like. So it's separate from CCL's website. It's separate from community. It's its own website that we have a paid account to. So I can help you set up one of these events for your climate advocate training if you're interested. Of course, this is totally optional. So it's just something for you to think about if you want to just add something else to your promotional activities. As Ellie mentioned, you can put up flyers, you're sending emails, you're calling people. This is just another way to get the word out about your climate advocate training. So you can reach out to me if you have questions about it, and you know, I could show you how to use it. Basically, I just get the information about your event. We kind of have some general information that stays the same from workshop to workshop, but we can customize this if needed. You know, we can put who's leading the workshop, if there's certain parking directions, whatever it is, we can make this personal to your workshop. And then people would just be able to register from here. So it's nice and easy. And like Ellie said before, it collects the information from the person so that they're already being added into our system. So that makes it a little bit easier for you. We also can make a Facebook event that's tied to this. So again, it's just another option that, you know, people like to register for events in different ways. Some people like to use Eventbrite, some people like to use Facebook, and they find that easier to share with their Facebook network. So it's really up to you what you like to use, what your host committee may like to use. You know, maybe some people have a really large network in the community that uses Facebook and they think they would react nicely to a Facebook event. You know, we can help you with that. So this is just an example of the Eventbrite event now pulled over to Facebook. So if you are a Facebook user, you'd be able to invite your friends from here so that they can RSVP. So again, this is totally optional, but if you want to learn more, you can email me at any time. My email is Allison, A-L-I-S-O-N, at citizensclimate.org. And I'll put that in the chat too. And I think, Ellie, there's probably a little bit of time for questions, I think.
Yeah, definitely. All right, does anyone have any questions? I hope you can hear me. My thing said internet unstable, which is my country internet. Do you have a question there, Steve? Let me unmute you. Oh, there we go. All right. Oops, you unmute. Okay.
There we go. Yeah, I was just giving you a thumbs up that I could hear you okay. It was breaking up a little bit earlier, but now it's okay. So.
Okay. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Allison.
Ohio.
Hi. And Chuck, yeah.
Yeah, John Sabin uses Eventbrite many times for the workshops that he hosts. All those ones in Ohio recently, we had them all on Eventbrite.
Well, you did bring up some good encouragement that just because you may be a little low at the moment on attendance or whatever, that doesn't mean you're doomed or anything like that. So hang in there. We'll get there, I hope. So.
That is true. It's sometimes a group like takes off and running, and then sometimes it like chugs along with one or two people for a year, and then something clicks. It's, you know, what's that little quote that says a hero isn't any more courageous than an average person? He or she is just courageous 1 minute longer. So if you can stick it out that extra minute, you'll get there. All right, good. Anybody else? All right, so that's the climate.
Someone asked a question in the chat too.
Thank you. What is that question in the chat? I got to check that out. In the previous talk, you said that there were templates for email or script. I'm expecting to see on this page resources, but okay. Yes, let's go to where I will show you where that is. So hang on. How do I make my chat go away? There we go. And then let me do my share screen if I can do that. Share screen. All right. Okay, let me get us to community here. And make that bigger. So I looked up climate advocate training. What is it? What did I call it? It was climate advocate training. Hosting your climate advocate training workshop. Let's see that. This is it. This is the outline. Right here, hosting. So if you typed in hosting your climate advocate training workshop, you would get to it. And it's under group organizing and mentoring, leading your group. But always the search, climate advocate training, typing that all out, hosting. So this covered basically what we covered tonight. There's Allison's contact information. There's that timeline that I reviewed with you. I added the after the event as part of the timeline, but it is discussed later. There's the roles for people in your host committee. Here's the sample email or script there. Let me move this over here to this side. Then inviting the community. Here's where the example list is, that spreadsheet that you can copy, make a copy of and enter. There's the meeting flyer. Here are some other tips about growing your local group. There's again, we really want you to get a hold of Allison. We put her in there twice. Here's your climate advocate training press release and the suggestion of places, organizations that might have community calendars. There's the follow-up, the spreadsheet, talk to Sarah, membership. If you have questions, here's the sample phone script. So that's where all of this is. And then tonight, I'll make sure that Brett takes this video that we've got tonight and puts it in the watch and listen. Let's see what's on resources. Pretty much. This is if you want to learn how to be a trainer for a climate advocate training workshop. Give yourselves a year or two of being involved with CCL as a group leader. And then at some point, circle around to me. I love having new people learn how to lead the training. So that's where all of that is in this read section. Typing in climate advocate training or hosting climate advocate training. And this will be perfectly circular when this video shows up right there on the watch and it references this page. All right, anybody, was there another comment or anything? I'm having a hard time seeing chat. Okay. Yes, community is so fun because you can access things from so many different directions. So, and there's a bit of redundancy and information in various spots, but there we go. All right, anybody else with a question? Very good, all right. Well then, everybody, thank you, Allison, for coming on the call tonight. Good to see you and good to see everybody else. Thank you for being on the call. And we will be back next week. Oh, was there one more person on the chat? Thank you. Oh, all right. We'll see you soon. All right. Bye-bye, everybody.
Good night.
Thanks. Night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.